It was such a nice evening. I don't really want to say goodbye now. Why don't you come up and we continue talking? I know what that sounded like, but I didn't mean that. It's our first date, and I just don't want to end the discussion we had, and I don't want to end the evening now. Yes. Yeah, come in. you can leave your jacket over there. This is the living room. You can sit on the couch and I'll do you want something to drink? Water, tea. I don't have that much else, to be honest. Okay, right. We just had food and drinks. Is there anything else? Are you comfortable? No. I'm just a little nervous. To have you here and be alone with you, because we mostly see each other at work, or we have lunch sometimes, and now we had this super fun and tasty dinner, and I might have a pretty big crush on you, so I'm a bit nervous to be alone with you. Yes, I mean, I wouldn't have gone out with you if I didn't like you. You're fun and smart, and you smell pretty good when I'm sitting so close to you. I'm sorry. I don't want to be weird or creepy or... You also kiss really good. No, I liked it. I wanted it. I mean, I didn't invite you in to kiss. I just, when I look at you at work sometimes, I imagined it and wanted it to happen. And a lot of other things too. Okay, forget that I said that. Just continue talking about what we were talking earlier. No. No, I just mean, you know, your heart. Like, I will come into work and I will be totally fine. And then I'll watch you, and I will have the naughtiest thoughts about you sometimes. I can't tell you. No. No. No, no, no. No, that would really not be good on a first date. It would be really, really bad. I mean, if you want to hear, I sometimes think about getting on my knees under your desk. Sitting between your thighs. Placing my hand on your crotch, like this. And just... just feeling your cock under the fabric. You know, maybe it's a bit of a cliche, but I love giving blowjobs. I would like to give you one. So I think about that sometimes. It gets boring at work. My thoughts just wander, and I imagine what it would feel like to do that for you. And it really turns me on to think about it. Yes, I can feel you getting a bit hard. Apparently you like thinking about it too. You know, I've seen you checking me out at work when I'm wearing a tight skirt or a short dress. It's okay. It's why I wear them. Just for you. So you can look and maybe think about similar stuff. About the things you want me to do for you. And the things you want to do to me. Yeah, I really want it. I can do it now. I can just slide down the zipper of your pants. Feel through your boxer shorts. Oh god. It feels so good. You have a pretty big cock. Wow. Can I pull it out? Take the tip between my lips. Oh, I know this is not exactly appropriate for a first date, but I've been so curious about it for such a long time. So just it's really, really hot against my tongue. Oh, it's swollen and hard. Feel good for you? Yes. Can I take it a little deeper? No. No. really good to get it all wet so I can let it slide between my lips deeper. Do you like what it looks like when I press it against my lips like this? Clenched my thighs and grinded against my chair. All I wanted was you fucking me, having your cock inside my mouth, inside my pussy, rubbing against my face, against my body. Oh, I have to grind just a little. It's okay if it's just a bit grinding, right? continue to move, I will come. I will come around your cock. Oh. No, it would be so unfair if I came, but you wouldn't be able to come inside. Your body and how unfairly attractive you are. I can feel your cum dripping out of me. That's the hottest feeling. Maybe we should end this first date by cuddling on the couch a little bit. Yes. I had a lot of